Welcome to the listening test of the Single English Test of IBS. In this test, your ability to understand spoken English will be assessed. In the first part of the listening test, you will hear a number of shorter texts. In the second part of the test, you will hear a 6-minute talk. Part 1. You will hear each text twice. There will be a short break between the texts. The questions are not recorded. You will have some time to read the multiple choice questions before you listen to the text, and you will have some time to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You can take notes while you listen. Listen to the texts and select the best answer. Text 1. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. Listen to the text and select the best answer.
Hello?
Hi, Takeshi. It's Mike. I'm at the supermarket getting some milk. Do we need anything?
I don't know. Let me take a look. Let's see. Well, we need some fruit and some vegetables, too. Get some apples and oranges, maybe 5 or 6 of each. And get 3 or 4 tomatoes and some carrots, maybe a pound?
Got it. Hey, the lettuce looks really good. Do we need any?
No, we don't need any more lettuce. We have 3 heads. You always buy it and then never make salads.
Okay. Anything else?
We need bread and some eggs.
We don't need any eggs. We already have some.
I don't see any eggs here.
Trust me, I have a great memory. I think they're next to the yogurt.
Yep, you're right, we have some.
See?
I guess that's it. Are you writing all this down?
Nah, I'm telling you, I have a great memory. Remember the eggs?
Okay, I guess that's it. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay, bye.
Now, you will hear the text again.
Hello?
Hi, Takeshi. It's Mike. I'm at the supermarket getting some milk. Do we need anything?
I don't know. Let me take a look. Let's see. Well, we need some fruit and some vegetables, too. Get some apples and oranges, maybe 5 or 6 of each. And get 3 or 4 tomatoes and
some carrots, maybe a pound? Got it. Hey, the lettuce looks really good. Do we need any?
No, we don't need any more lettuce. We have 3 heads. You always buy it and then never make salads.
Okay. Anything else?
We need bread and some eggs.
We don't need any eggs. We already have some.
I don't see any eggs here.
Trust me, I have a great memory. I think they're next to the yogurt.
Yep, you're right, we have some.
See?
I guess that's it. Are you writing all this down?
Nah, I'm telling you, I have a great memory. Remember the eggs?
Okay. I guess that's it. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay. Bye.
Text 2. Listen to the text and select the best answer. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. Listen to the text and select the best answer.
Rebecca Bond speaking.
Good morning. This is Angus Moon from the Modern Woman magazine. We'd like to do an article on the job of a personal assistant.
Uh-huh.
Martha McKay is an old friend of mine, and she says that you're a wonderful PA. Are you busy now? Can I ask you a few questions?
Well, yes, of course.
Great. First, a few questions about you. What time do you get up in the morning?
I always get up at 7 o'clock. I have a shower and wash my hair. I have breakfast at 7:30. Then I get dressed.
And what do you normally have for breakfast?
Breakfast? I usually have a glass of orange juice, a grapefruit, 2 slices of toast, 1 with butter and jam and 1 with butter and marmalade, and 2 cups of coffee.
You're very organised.
Well, you have to be for this job.
And what do you do in your free time?
I go to the gym 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Saturday. On Thursday evening I go to my dance class.
Oh, do you like dancing?
Yes, I do. I like cooking too. And I love going to parties.
Okay, Rebecca, thank you very much.
Now you will hear the text again.
Rebecca Bond speaking.
Good morning. This is Angus Moon from the Modern Woman magazine. We'd like to do an article on the job of a personal assistant.
Uh-huh.
Martha McKay is an old friend of mine, and she says that you're a wonderful PA. Are you busy now? Can I ask you a few questions?
Well, yes, of course.
Great. First, a few questions about you. What time do you get up in the morning?
I always get up at 7 o'clock. I have a shower and wash my hair. I have breakfast at 7:30. Then I get dressed.
And what do you normally have for breakfast?
Breakfast? I usually have a glass of orange juice, a grapefruit, 2 slices of toast, 1 with butter and jam and 1 with butter and marmalade, and 2 cups of coffee.
You're very organised.
Well, you have to be for this job.
And what do you do in your free time?
I go to the gym 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Saturday. On Thursday evening I go to my dance class.
Oh, do you like dancing?
Yes, I do. I like cooking too. And I love going to parties.
Okay, Rebecca, thank you very much.
Text 3. Listen to the text and select the best answer. You have 90 seconds to read the questions. listen to the text, and select the best answer.
Networking is the word people use when they're talking about connecting computers together so they can share data with each other and all connect to the internet at the same time. Let's take a closer look at the key components that make up a simple, easy-to-set-up network. Think of a network as something similar to your body's central nervous system. At the top of the network is a brain that handles all the traffic coming through. This is called a router. The brain is connected to a spine that sends signals throughout your network. This device is called a switch, and it distributes signals to all of your computers and devices via network cables. Now let's check out each of the components of a wired network in more detail. We'll start with the router. A router has a smart little computer inside that identifies all of the computers and devices on your network and assigns a unique number to each one. Techie people call this an IP address. A router also connects to the internet outside your home via a modem that can be provided by your DSL or cable internet provider. A router is always at work, managing the tons and tons of information your computers and devices send and receive, and controlling which computers and devices get what information and when. So how does a router actually send information from the internet to your computers and devices? And how does it enable your computers to share information with each other? The answer lies with that device we mentioned earlier, a switch. A switch sends traffic through your network to the places it needs to go. Every Netgear home router has a switch with four ports built right into it. You can also get wireless routers from Netgear that use radio signals to do the same thing as a switch, but these still have those four ports built into them, so you can use wires with them too. When you're buying a router for use in a wired network, pay attention to the speed of the built-in switch. The fastest switches are called gigabit, and they're perfect for applications like streaming video in your home. Meanwhile, routers with switches called fast Ethernet are great for essential tasks like web surfing, email, and online gaming. Now say you have more than four items you'd like to plug into a router. You need more ports. The solution is easy. You'll need an additional switch, which again is that thing that's already built into your router. In this case, though, you just need the switch portion and not another router, because your network doesn't need two brains after all. Netgear has switches with as few as five ports, as well as some that feature 24 ports or more. Once again, if you need the fastest speeds, go for a gigabit switch. Your smarty pants Netgear router will recognize these new connections and start sending data to them right away. Here's one more thing to keep in mind. Some people often confuse a switch with a related device called a hub, which is obsolete. You just need to know that hubs were replaced by switches, because switches do the same thing, but with a lot more speed and smarts. A router, a switch, and network cables all come together to create a fast and reliable wired network that works a lot like your body's nervous system. Fortunately, you don't have to be super brainy to understand how it all works.
Now, you will hear the text again.
Networking is the word people use when they're talking about connecting computers together so they can share data with each other and all connect to the internet at the same time. Let's take a closer look at the key components that make up a simple, easy-to-set-up network. Think of a network as something similar to your body's central nervous system. At the top of the network is a brain that handles all the traffic coming through. This is called a router. The brain is connected to a spine that sends signals throughout your network. This device is called a switch, and it distributes signals to all of your computers and devices via network cables. Now let's check out each of the components of a wired network in more detail. We'll start with the router. A router has a smart little computer inside that identifies all of the computers and devices on your network and assigns a unique number to each one. Techie people call this an IP address. A router also connects to the internet outside your home via a modem that can be provided by your DSL or cable internet provider. A router is always at work, managing the tons and tons of information your computers and devices send and receive, and controlling which computers and devices get what information and when. So how does a router actually send information from the internet to your computers and devices? And how does it enable your computers to share information with each other? The answer lies with that device we mentioned earlier, a switch. A switch sends traffic through your network to the places it needs to go. Every Netgear home router has a switch with four ports built right into it. You can also get wireless routers from Netgear that use radio signals to do the same thing as a switch. But these still have those four ports built into them, so you can use wires with them too. When you're buying a router for use in a wired network, pay attention to the speed of the built-in switch. The fastest switches are called gigabit, and they're perfect for applications like streaming video in your home. Meanwhile, routers with switches called fast Ethernet are great for essential tasks like web surfing, email, and online gaming. Now say you have more than four items you'd like to plug into a router. You need more ports. The solution is easy. You'll need an additional switch, which again is that thing that's already built into your router. In this case, though, you just need the switch portion and not another router, because your network doesn't need two brains after all. Netgear has switches with as few as five ports, as well as some that feature 24 ports or more. Once again, if you need the fastest speeds, go for a gigabit switch. Your smarty pants Netgear router will recognize these new connections and start sending data to them right away. Here's one more thing to keep in mind. Some people often confuse a switch with a related device called a hub, which is obsolete. You just need to know that hubs were replaced by switches because switches do the same thing, but with a lot more speed and smarts. A router, a switch, and network cables all come together to create a fast and reliable wired network that works a lot like your body's nervous system. Fortunately, you don't have to be super brainy to understand how it all works.
You have 1 minute to finalize your answers. This is the end of part one. Part two. Now you will hear a longer talk. Answer the questions briefly and choose the correct answer from the multiple choice questions. You can listen to the recording twice. The questions are not recorded. Write your answers on the answer sheet. You have 2 minutes to read all the questions first. You will also have 1 minute between and after the recordings. This is the end of the listening test. Thank you.